What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the Netflix film Murder Mystery, actor Luis Gerardo Mendez. Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, man.
So where are you from, Luis, originally?
I'm from Mexico City. I'm originally from Aguascalientes. It's like a very, very small city in the middle of the country, but I live in Mexico City. But
Chilango.
For the past 20 years.
Yeah. For the past 20 years.
And now I live here. I just moved here in like December.
Oh, okay. How do you like it?
I love it. I live in Venice. I love the beach. I love walking with my dog. I love it.
It's funny because anyone who comes from outside of California always wants to go to the beach.
I'm a beach animal. I always love the beach. I spend like long seasons in Tulum also. Every time when I finish a film or a long theater play, I run away. Yeah.
And how did you get into acting originally?
That's a long story. In high school, I was like this really weird kid, you know, with no friends. I wasn't like one of the populars or the sporties. Or the nerds, you know, like this typical like Glee story. When I found the theater workshop,
yeah,
I found friends. I became popular. I became happy, and I was like, oh yeah, probably I should do this.
Okay,
yeah.
And you studied over there, and then just
I studied in Mexico City, like the acting career, and I've been working in Mexico for the past 20 years doing movies and theater and Murder Mystery is my first American film, so to speak.
Well, what a way to debut, man. Congratulations. I mean,
thanks.
Murder Mystery, huge hit on Netflix. And why do you think so many people are connecting with it?
I don't know, man. I do know. I think it's, of course, Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler are like, you know, like comedy royalty. Everyone loves them.
Yeah.
They had a huge hit in the past with Just Go With It, and everyone was like hoping to see them again. But Murder Mystery is a very specific film because I always say it's like this kind of comedy Olympics because Netflix picked like the biggest stars from England, for example. David Williams is like one of the best comedians from England. No, then they picked Danny Boone, who's like the biggest French star of comedy.
Right.
And Scioli from Japan. They picked me in Mexico. So
they're very strategic.
Yes. So being on set with these guys was so much fun. It was like, you know, like that, you know, like a very high level of comedy comedian. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, like a lot
of pressure too.
Little dream team there. How was Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler to work with?
Oh, they're the best. They're the best. I mean, Adam is like a close friend now. He's so laid back. I mean, he makes you feel so comfortable immediately. Jennifer is amazing. Is a sweetheart. But I grew up watching Friends. So I've been working with her like for the past 3 months. she invited me to her hotel in Montreal and in Italy, and I invited her to my birthday party. But every time I see her, I still get starstruck.
Yeah.
You know, I'm nervous with her the whole time because she's so big. Like, I'm like, don't say something stupid. Don't say something stupid. Just, right. be, you know, like, so.
That's cool, man. Yeah, that's surreal.
Yeah, but they're the best. They're the best. And working with them is amazing.
Well, that's awesome. You came over here and to be working with this high level talent. I mean,
I know, it's incredible.
Sort of like a dream come true, right?
And I'm super grateful. It's been, this shooting was like the best gig of my life. I've done like 20 films, but this was like shooting in Montreal for 1 month, shooting in Lake Como for 1 month.
Wow.
My character is a F1 race car driver from McLaren team. So I shot in Monaco in the Grand Prix. It's the first time a film actually shots in the Grand Prix
cool.
in Monaco. So I was dressing like a McLaren driver, in the pits with Lewis Hamilton,
yeah.
the Spice Girls, the cast of Game of Thrones, and everyone was asking me for pictures or photos because they thought
you were a driver.
Yeah, and the director was with the camera like, yeah, go, just go with it. And I was like, okay, good. And then they realized my nose was too big to fit in the helmet, and I was like a fake one, but it was
That's
a lot
funny.
Of fun.
That's yeah.
Sorry, did you say the Spice Girls were there?
Yeah, I mean, some of them. I don't remember the names, but some of them were
Not
there.
Not racing, just hanging out.
Yeah. You know, in the pits, like, before the race. Everyone is there like taking pictures.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're also in this new Charlie's Angels reboot. So what's different about this one?
Well, I think it's going to be, I haven't seen the film. I read the script and I did the film, but I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it, right.
But I think it's a little bit darker. They're more dangerous, I will say.
Okay.
And I don't want to spoil anything.
It's Kristen Stewart, right?
Who are the angels these days?
Yeah, it's Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, this amazing actress. She's from England, I think. She was in Aladdin playing Jasmine.
Uh-huh.
She's a huge star now. And this other girl is called is Ella Balinska. She's from England, too. She is extraordinary. She's like super tall. She's like a panther. She did all the stones by herself. It's pretty
okay.
impressive. Yeah.
Nice. And Luis, you also got in the works Half-Brothers, and you're wearing a couple hats on this one, right? Acting and producing?
Yeah, this is the first film I'm producing with Focus Features. I'm going to start shooting that in a couple of weeks. It's like a very, very personal story.
What's it about?
About two half-brothers, one Mexican, the other one is from the States, and they don't know each other until the father dies in the States, and they realize the other exists, and they need to do a road trip to deliver a letter to someone to understand what happened, why they never met before.
Oh, it sounds like Dad was just getting busy with
Yeah.
Dad got busy on a vacation back in the day.
Right, yeah. But the reason behind that, that's interesting. Is that based on a true story or?
Yeah, based on my family structure, which is very complex and weird.
Oh, okay. So very personal. Oh, wow. That's very.
I mean, I have a brother. We love each other, but we have a very special, complex relationship. But when we were writing this script, I found out that I had two half-brothers that I didn't know.
How did you feel about that? Because I'm sure I've got some too. My dad, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I do. I'm serious. Yeah. And I would always feel like, I wonder how I feel about that. How old were you when you found out?
First of all, I'm going to give you my psychologist's phone number because she's very good for this.
Okay.
Yeah,
it would throw a monkey wrench when you think. How old are you when you found that news out?
When I found that I have brothers?
Yeah.
I just found out like 1 month ago. When we were working on the script.
Oh, wow.
You know, like sometimes this work, like fiction, attracts like information for your real life.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very unique. It's very interesting.
I have a half brother and he was pissed when I was born.
Yeah. Do you have a half brother?
I do. And he was really angry when I was born because I was born 2 days before his birthday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it's a little more popular than I thought then.
Yeah, it's interesting. At the beginning, I was like, when I found out that I had another half, I have like three half brothers now. I think, I'm sorry, it's too early. So I don't know how many, whatever.
Yeah.
But my father, he's like 65. He just had another kid. So at the beginning, I was like, yeah, the kid, you know, the kid he has with another woman. But when I met this kid, he's 3 years old now. He is so adorable, and he is so similar to me. You know, like the same eyes, the curly hair, the same kind of sense of humor. So you're like, you cannot not like this human being because is your blood. It's like, you know. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you have a lot of ideas in your brain before you know,
I
it's,
bet.
It's weird. Yeah.
So Mexicano right there.
Sí. Saludos a Mexico.
Yeah, right. Speaking of which, you recently hosted the MTV Movie Awards in Mexico. That must have been a lot of fun, man. How'd you like that kind of gig?
That was insane. That was insane. It was in this huge venue with like 50,000 people. It's the MTV Meow Awards. It's like Millennial Awards. In Latin America, it's not so much for film and TV. It's more like for social media people.
Okay.
So it was insane because I never felt older in my life. You know, I was like, who are these people? You know, like, who are they? I have no idea. And they were treating me with so much respect, you know, like, because I was like honored at the beginning. I was like feeling super good at the beginning because I was like, yeah, they love my career. But then I realized they were being respectful with me just because I'm older. You know?
They were polite.
Yeah, they sound like their uncle or something. Right, right. But yeah, it was sort of funny.
That's fun. And you married? You have kids?
No.
Single?
Yeah, single.
Nice. Yeah. Right on. Nobody special.
Nobody special.
All right. Why you get all quiet?
Not for now.
All right. Focus. Work.
It's complicated.
I got it. You do have a dog though, right?
Yeah.
Tuba?
Tuba. She's the best. She's
good
the best.
Name. What kind of breed is that?
It's a chocolate lab.
Oh, okay. Nice.
We live in Venice. We live in very close from Abbot Kinney. And my friends and I call her Abbot Queenie because when we're like walking on the street with her, everyone is like, oh my God, she's so adorable. And I was like, okay, yeah, this dog is going to be a magnet, you know, like for meeting people. But no one looks at me anymore. They just look straight at the dog.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, but I'm very pissed. I hate her. Yeah.
Tuba. Why Tuba? You play the tuba?
Tuba. No, I don't. You
know? Okay.
It's just a silly name.
Just a fun name. Okay.
Yeah, I was between Cuba and Tuba, and okay. I was like, Tuba is more original.
Tuba is very original. Yeah. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Oh my God, it's too early. Don't lower your expectations.
They're easy.
Lower your expectations. Song you can't get out of your head?
Khalid, Better. I love that song.
Last show you binged watched?
I'm doing Big Little Lies.
Oh yeah, I gotta binge watch that too.
Love it.
It's good, right?
It's very good.
Because the second season I know just started. Celebrity crush growing up.
Well, Jennifer Aniston probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm still starstruck.
That's a good one. Nickname growing up.
Nickname Pollo.
Pollo?
Like, it means like chicken.
Yeah.
Like little chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family used to. I have a big head. I had a bigger head when I was a kid. I don't know what happened, but it was bigger when I was a kid.
Mexicans come up with the craziest nicknames. Like you could, whatever's wrong with you, or if you
that
have an imperfection,
becomes your thing.
That's your nickname.
Yeah, wait, don't you have a cousin named? Don't you have a cousin named Gordo?
Everyone has a cousin named Gordo. Everyone has a Gordo, a Chico. Everyone has a. What would your last meal be?
My last meal?
Yes.
Oh my God. Probably. But probably, escamoles. I love escamoles. No one is going to know what's that. Escamoles is like Mexican caviar.
Yeah.
You know, it's so good and delicious. I just gave Adam Sandler escamoles and also my publicist in Mexico City because we did the premiere
also
in Mexico City. They loved it. And they were like, oh my God, this is so good. You eat it like in a taco with a tortilla and the escamoles and some avocado. And it's delicious. It's like butter, like caviar. And they were like, oh my God, this is so good. What is this? And I was like, do you really want to know? Yeah. Are they insects? And I was like, no.
It's
worse than that. It's the eggs of the ants.
Eggs of insects.
Yes. Yeah. And they were like, oh shit, it's worse than I thought. But it's
no, it is good. I've had escamoles.
They're very good. They're
good taste.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Well, so nice to meet you.
Same.
Congratulations.
Same. Thanks so much for having me.
Watch Murder Mystery now on Netflix. You can follow him on Instagram at Luis Gerardo M. Thanks for stopping by, brother.
Yes, thanks, man.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.